So we're doing Maral Netzach Yisrael. So this actually comes as a, it's written after the Gevuras Hashem. So Gevuras Hashem really establishes like what this whole, the whole Jewish experience is, Avram, and then from there straight through to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Here, this is really, you know, he looks at like the idea of going into Galus, and I guess any type of like understanding of suffering, and then the Geula. But it's one of the things that it doesn't, not in the Hakdama, but in the first parak, the question is Judaism a religion, or is it a nationality? Is it a nationality? Mm. Saying right, right. So are we a nation,
or both?
Are we just a religion, or both?
Yeah.
Right. So let's say Reform said we are just a religion, mm-hmm. And so the American Jewish community, the bigger, larger, is really, it looks at Judaism as a religion, and they strip out the national idea, the national aspirations, etc. Okay. So now, with that in mind, especially when you get to Perek Rishon, what the tzi is like, what is the Maral's position on that? Okay. So here, it just talks about the first Mahatama. I'm going to try to race through it and get to Perek Rishon. Okay, so Hinei. Yamim ba'im, lo yomar chai Hashem asher ha'ala at Yisrael me'eretz. It's fine, ki im chai Hashem asher ha'ala v'asher hevi et zera beis Yisrael me'eretz tzafona v'mikol ha'aretzos asher ha'idachtim shama. So Yirmiyahu is saying that there'll come a time that Hashem will say that you will no longer basically attribute your identity or Hashem's identity to the one who took us out from Mitzrayim, but rather the Hashem that took us out from the galus, wherever we were sent. So the parak kama de brachos amar lehem ben zom lechachamim lechimas kirin yitzias Mitzrayim lemasam Mashiach. Are we going to still mention yitzias Mitzrayim at the time of Mashiach? Or aluk siv hineyam imbayim mechule. So this idea that there's going to come a time where, so the question is, do we completely forget about yitzias Mitzrayim and that Mashiach, excuse me, the time of Mashiach will be so much greater that we'll only talk about that? Does one negate the other or not? It's Amr Lo. Lo Shetah Kari Tzias Mitzrayim, Ela Shetahe Shibud Malchus Ikrabi Tzias Mitzrayim Tafala. That rather, it's not that it's going to completely nullify Yitzias Mitzrayim, but rather it will become now, the idea of being saved from Shibud Malchus is going to become the focus, and that Yitzias Mitzrayim will become secondary. Kayotze Bo, Lo Yikare Shemcha Yaakov Kiyim Yisrael Yashemecha. Right? Hashem says to Yaakov, no longer will your name be Yaakov, but will rather be Israel. And it's lo she yakar shem Yaakov b'mkom. It's not that you're going to remove the name Yaakov, ela she yashem Yisrael, ikar v'Yaakov tafa. So this model, like it's going to still be there, but it's going to be secondary. Yisrael will be the prominent name, Yaakov will be the secondary. V'chein hu omer, al tiskeru shonos v'kadmonios al titbononu, al tiskor rishonot zo shibun machios. You're not going to remember Rishonos, this is Shiva Malchus, V'kadmonios al titbononu, zo yitzias Mitzrayim. So again, the same idea. Hineni oseh chadasha ata titzmach. So I'm going to make new, and then you'll sprout. Tani Rav Yosef, zo melchemes gog magog. Mashal ma'adav adom. Eladam shehaya b'derech mahalech v'paga bo zeev, v'nitzol imenu v'haya mahalech v'masaper ma'asa zeev. Guy's walking along, he gets saved from a fox. And so what does he talk about? How he was saved from the fox. But then comes along the lion, Pagabo Ari, Venitzom Menu, Hayaholech, Mesaper Masa Ari. And so what does he do? Now he's talking about the fact that he was saved from a lion. He forgets about the whole wolf story. And then Pagabo Nachash, Venitzom Menu, Shachach Masa Shnehem, Bahaya Mahalach, Mesaper Masa Nachash. So then the snake comes along. He forgets the two prior ones. And now it's all about the snake. Kach Yisrael. Tzara Sachronos Mishkachot HaRishonos. It's the last Tzara that they were saved from becomes the focus. They forget about the earlier ones. Ad Kan. Okay. So now, Mimasha Kol Siva Roi Shetimsa Im HaMesovim. Now, here it gets into this. The point of what his thesis, what he's going to say here is like, you know, the cause and effect. Okay? So the true cause of something is something that is going to be that which will continue to stay with it. Meaning, if I, let's say, Well, let's see how he says it. But basically, if I have a cause of something is going to continue to be the underpinning of that thing, and we'll give it, I would say in Hebrew, kayamot, it's that it's going to keep it in its place, right? So you'll see his the way he formulates it. And the question is, what's he getting to? So he's going to say, basically, it really matters what the underlying thing is, because based on what that is, will tell you whether something's going to have long-term, whether it will have longevity. Okay, so he said like this. Bimlo kein lo haya siba b'emes. Right, if something, so again, if something, b'mesha kol siba roi shetimsa im ha-mesuve, if the im lo kein lo haya siba b'emes. Meaning, if you pull out this thing, let's say, for example, he's going to give the analogy of a guy who builds a house. So is he the cause for the house? Well, the guy dies, the house is still standing, so it can't be that the guy is the cause, ultimate cause, because without him, it's still there. So meaning a true cause, the effect will have to be taloid, dependent on it, and if you take away that, it will no longer be. Okay, so if you take away the cause and it's still the effect is still there, so that really is not the ultimate cause. So hamashal kasher ata roeh shehabone hu hanagar. Right, so you have a builder, he's a carpenter, v'hu siba elabayit. He's the one who it appears to be the cause for the house. V'hu meit v'habayit nishar, and the house remains after he dies. Oh, ata roeh haav shehu siba elabayit. You see a father that's the child, cause the child, but when the child, when the father goes, v'ha'av meit v'ha'ben nishar, ein alecha lomar shehabanai hu siba gemur labayit, o ha'av siba gemur alaben. So you can't say that it's the father or the builder that's the cause, the builder the cause of the house, or the father's the cause of the child. Al tomer kach shehasiba hu shetzarech sheyeh nishar im ha'mesovev shem hu siba ilav liyot nimtza, because if he's the cause for it to be there, gam hu tzarech l'kiyumo. If that's the real cause, needs to be not just the initial, but it has to be that which keeps it going. That's like the ultimate idea of a siba to the mesovev. Because nishar habayit omid achar shemet habanai zeu b'shvil shelo hay habanai siva l'amidas habayis v'lekiyum shelo. If you see, right, the house, the builder goes, the builder is not the real cause for why this house is standing, right, and why it will continue to stand. Ki lo hay habanai siva rak el ha'karvus ha'itzim zelza. All the builder did was he brought the wood together. Like he's the assembler, right, but he's not the cause. It's really the ground that keeps it going. Really, the thing that keeps the house standing is the land itself. So that becomes v'vaday zot hasiba hi nisharet im hamesovev. Right? So when I look at what the thing that's the ultimate cause, it's going to be the ground. And if you take away the ground, then there is no house. So to v'chein ena av siba laben, aval ha'av siba el zriat hazera. What the father is—he's just he's the creator of the seed. V'zot hasibah nisharet ki im ein haav ein kan zriat zera. Right, so the father is just—he's about the actual seed. Aval hasibah hamikayim haben hu ateva shenatan Hashem yisparchilav. The thing that keeps the child going, and any human being, is Hashem put that as he created that as the nature of the world. Ki ech yitachein sheyitein hasiba yoter mima shenimsa v'asmo bo v'imhaya ha'av siba l'kiyum haben imkein timsa sha'av yitein leben yoter mima sheyesh lo ki yitein kiyum leben af achar shemet ha'av v'atzmo levno yesh lo chiyat achar misas ha'av v'davar zeh i'efshar sheyitein davar ma shelo nimsa bo. You can't give something over that you don't have. So he's saying basically that if you don't have, if you don't have something, you're not the cause. Aval siba kiyuma kiyuma misiba acheret kiyuma v'hu Hashem yisbarach Hashem hu siba takol v'ein siba zilato. So really, what the cause of, and the thing that really keeps everything going is Hashem. At the end of the day, that's really what is the underlying, we'll call it this, he calls it the siba. But it's more than, it's he's saying that the thing that, it's not just how it got here, but when you really peel it away, it has to be that the there's something underlying that's holding it together, and that's right. Hashem. Okay.
Sustainer.
Yeah, the sustainer. Okay, but it's the an original cause right. ultimately, and the thing that keeps it. Meaning, he'll call the Siba being that which is going to be the constant thing that keeps it around. Now, the reason this matters. So what's the point? And that's why the Chachamim thought, oh, this is why Yetzias Mitzrayim is even at the time of Yemos HaMashiach. Because again, what's he getting at? Meaning, if long term, what's keeping this thing going, it's based on something, which is, so we're going to say that the whole, like, I guess, ki ech lo yez zecher l'siba im ha-mesovev, ki min ha-madrega sha-kanu yisod ki she-yatsu mi-mitzrayim, yiknu od madrega yoter al-yona, right? So it's the underlying cause of what can get us to the next step is going to be built on this base of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you need Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that allowed us to establish, he says it here, ki min ha-madrega shekanu Yisrael kesheyatsu Mitzrayim, whatever level we attained when we came out of Egypt, yiknu od madrega, we'll be able to build on that, yoter el yona, even higher. Ve'imlo shehotzianu Mitzrayim, l'kach Yisrael lo olam, lo zachal otamala el yona sheyiknu latin. So he's saying that basically everything that's going to come later on is built on this. And without it, it's a problem. So what the base of everything is going to be built on our coming out of Egypt, and that's the cause for what is going to be the next step in the Geula Hatida. He asked them, "Are we going to make references to Yetzias Mitzrayim in the future?" Halok siv hinei yamim ba'em v'chulei. Shemizeh yesh lochiach shelo yed nizkar Yetzias Mitzrayim latid. It sounds like what the pasuk is saying in Yirmiyahu is that we're done with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the answer they gave him, v'alzeh heishivu chachamim lo shetei Yetzias Mitzrayim ikar, rather ela sheyeh shiva mitmalchias ikar. So that next thing will become the focus. Yetzias Mitzrayim tafala. V'chosem nei she'i esher sheyeh ha-mesoveh b'lo asiba. So it's interesting. He's saying that the Chacham's answer is based on the fact, yes, the reading of the pasuk is no more Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That's what it says. There's going to come a time, right? Hinei yamim bayim lo yomar chay Hashem asher helat Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim ki im chay Hashem asher elav asher viyet zera beis Yisrael me'eretz zafonu mikol haratzos asher he dachtim shama. Right, we're going to talk about Hashem, who took us out from the terrible galus, not the one who took us out from Mitzrayim. So, on the surface, you'd read it and say, "Okay, it sounds like we're done with Egypt and Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're moving on to the next thing." And he's basically saying, "No," and that the reason the Chacham understood it, even though the pasuk reads the way we just said, right? The pasuk reads straight. You're going to forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Chacham learned no. Because they understand this idea that there's something that this is being built on, and you can't take that out of the equation. So the thing that we're going to be saved in the future is based on the fact that we had a Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's amazing about him, the Maral. He's taking this chazal, right? You have a chazal, and he's saying, you know, like, look at each the way they go, right? Because then it went on to talk about this idea. And here's another example, right? That even though we say it sounds like we're going to just forget about the original thing, he says another example is Yaakov Yisrael. So even though Yisrael becomes the Iker, nevertheless, Yaakov doesn't get forgotten, right? So he goes back to that. Lefichach, maybe the raya Shem Yaakov Yisrael. Shalom Nekar Shem Yaakov, ki Shem Yaakov Gam Kein Hu Sibel Shem Yisrael. Actually, Yaakov is a building block to Yisrael. Why? Ki Shem Yaakov Nikra Milashon Shahaya Yaakov Maktin Atzmo Kemo Ekev. Yaakov, right, is Yud Ekev, like will be an Ekev. I think that's how you would say Ya. You know, and then it meaning when you say something to the future, Az Yashir is the best example. We'll sing, right? So Shir, Akev. Yaakov is like the act of being an Akev. You know, even though that's not, I don't think that's really like how you would, you don't say that, but it's interesting. So he's saying this name, Yaakov, is this idea of active being an Akev, which is basically making, well, myself small. Which is very, by the way, apropos for, see, next week's parsha, which I'm already like, I'm thinking already Balak because still like on the Israel thing. So, but there, like the difference between Avram, Moshe, and all of our Avos, is that they were humble. And they, whereas Bilam, in contrast, is like he can't help himself. He's so full of himself. He's Gaiva, and that's the mission in Pirkei Avos that compares and contrasts Avram to Bilam, which is kind of interesting. Okay, so Yaakov has this attribute as well of making himself small. Ve'ein davar yoter shafel min ha'ekev. Nothing's lower than the heel. Ve'davar zeh hasiba shiyeh Hashem yisbarach magbia oto ad sheikra Yisrael. And but that's exactly the reason why Hashem raised him up and made him into Yisrael. Hashem shtarisa im Elokim ve'iman Hashem. You're able to fight and triumph over over God and Elokim and man.
This is a distinction with Avram, who we're not even permitted to use his prior name, right?
Well, that's right. Exactly. That's what the contrast they say. Like, right, Avram is no longer Avram, it's Avraham, and you're not allowed to call him Avram, right? And like, you're reading in the Torah. This is what's cool here. So he's saying, Yaakov is the building block to Yisrael. Okay? So anybody that makes themselves small or lowers themselves, Hashem raises them up. And that's why we're called both these names. They make themselves small, Hashem raises them up. And so that they actually become connected so much, they're intertwined as if they're one. So it's the, because again, so you see Yitzias Mitzrayim is the building block to the next. So now we explained in Givuras Hashem about the redemption from Mitzrayim, that's Netzach Yisrael. In this composition, he Hashem Yisbarach Natan Yisrael Hanitzchias. Hashem gave us an eternal aspect. But it's never going to be lost. Even while we're in this exile that's difficult and heavy. So Hashem also has this aspect of Nitzkis. So there's two things. Netzach is eternal, and Netzach also is from the word Minatzeach, which means to be victorious, right? So Hashem is Minatzeach, Malchus HaRivius, Sheyesh Lo HaMamshala, which has the power now. Kedich Sevichasiv, Alu Moshim Barhartzin, Lishbordas Harisav, Vahaysa Hashem Hamlucha. Right, Hamlucha, Echad, Amen, Ken, Yiratzum, Meher, V'Amen. Okay, so that's the Hagdam. Okay, now let's look at this. It's a Parak Rishon. So in summary, right? So he gets into this whole thing about the underlying cause and things that have that stay as always being the thing that everything is based on. And if you take it away, it falls apart. So he's saying, Yitzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of about who we are as our identity. It becomes a very much to the point where it can never be pulled away. And the Chazal look at that and say the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is not to be taken literally. That's what it's amazing, right? So it's like you read a pasuk and say, the pasuk says Yitzias Mitzrayim is forgotten completely. But no, because of this idea that you need the building block is an eternal type of thing that you need that in order to be able to get to the next level. Without it, if you pull out that, it wouldn't be able to be attainable. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of our of who we are.
More so than the second and third Gauls, right? If you're counting, Gaulus Taras and...
No, so they're all building blocks, but they're not the tech...
This made it, right. It made us.
This is more foundational. Right, yeah.
This is like the, yeah, the formative...
Right, so that's it's like exactly, and so that to the point where it's completely the, it is the ultimate Siva, the way he described it, right?
And
the,
it like encompasses every future Gullus.
Correct. No, no, it's not even the Gullus. It's the everything's after every time we who we are. It's,
identity.
Yeah. Okay. So now, here we go. So now, keeping in mind, national identity, right? Kasher adavar hatov noda mehafocho yediyah amitit. When you have something good, you know from its opposite, the true understanding. V'chein kol hadvarim nikna b'hayediyah b'hem min ha'efach. In order to understand anything, to really understand, to be kona, an understanding, it has to be from its opposite. So ki mara ha'shachor yachol ladat mara ha'lavan shu hafocho. So an like the idea of like a black, you understand black from the contrast of the white, which is its opposite. It's really with all opposites. You understand something from its opposite. And it's understood that what? That the understanding of opposites is really one. Why do we have this idea of matchil begnus and mesayim b'shvach? Why do we start out with the negative and then end with praise? V'lama matchil begnut? Rak shemimnei she'ein l'shevach hakara amitit rak min ha'efech. Because the only way that you can give true praise is when you have a recognition, a true recognition of its opposite. V'lachein ein... Right, so you can't be sitting there at the Pesach Seder and say you appreciate the fact that we're free unless you understand that we weren't free, right? So it's a contrast of A to B or A to Z. V'lachein ein lefarish inyan ha'geula ha'achrona im lo shenivaer inyan ha'galus v'achorban. You want to understand redemption? You need to understand first exile and destruction. Shebazeh yivada ha'tov v'ha'teshuah she'anu mekavim. Because through that we'll understand the good and the salvation that we're waiting for. Bikasher anu ba'im leva'er inyan hagalos yediya amitit. If we want to understand the galos, the exile, in a true way, tzorach leva'er kodem hasiba legalos. Firstly, you want to know, you really want to appreciate that part, you need to understand what got us here. Va'advarim hasheyachem alagalos. And that also, what is, like, what's the things that are connected to the idea of exile? Lo'od. Yesh levar inyan hagalus tchila. First, we have to understand. So, first, let's understand galus. Ki hagalus ba'atzma hu raya v'hochacha berura al hagula. So, galus, exile in itself, is a proof, a clear proof for geula, for redemption. V'zeh ki ein safek ki hagalus hu shinoi v'yetziyah min haseder. So, the first thing he establishes here. Understand that exile is the opposite, is a change, is change, and is going out from the normal, what we call the norm, or as he said, like literally going out from the real order. Shashem Yisbarach sadar kol uma b'mekoma haroyla. You have to understand that Hashem set up the world and put each nation in its proper place. The sadar at Yisrael b'makom haroy lahem, and Hashem put us or set up that we should be in our place, which is a place that is roy for us. Shehu eretz Yisrael, that's where we belong. V'hagalus min mekomam hu shinu v'yetziyah legamri, and that when we go out from that, our exile from that place, from our place, is going out from the norm. It's a completely change from the norm. B'chol hadvarim kasher heim yotzim imakom hativi, and anything that goes out of its natural place, v'heim chutz l'mekomam, ein lahem amida b'makom habilti teva lahem. So we don't have any standing in a place that's not natural to us. Rakheim chozim l'mekomam hativi. We end up, we'll naturally go back to our place that we belong. Because if they're in a place that's not, it's really counter to their nature, because then it would actually change to become natural. You can't change that which is not natural and make it natural. It's kind of a funny way, but that's the definition of natural. Like, this is where you belong. So anything that goes counter to that, just not, does, it's not possible. Mashal zeh. Imata. You want to say something?
No, I'm just going.
So imata machriach et chelek ha'esh shahaya ome baretz shemekomo hativi shelo hulamala. So I guess fire, you see fire in a place, which in its natural state, it should go up. V'yata machriach oto chutz l'makom hativi liot ome l'mata, that's going to go down. So like you're looking at something and saying this should be, it's naturally going up, and you're going to say it's going to go down. V'chein haaretz mekomo hativi l'mata, it's below. V'mata machriach et chelek mimenu la'amod l'mala im haya nishar omed shelo b'makom hativi kfar haya built hativi nase hativi. Meaning, what he's basically saying is you have something that's nature is this. If it starts acting a different way, that's no longer its nature, right? It's going to become that other thing. Okay, but which is kind of like, I mean, okay, it's a funny way of, fine. But v'chein Yisrael ba'atzmam im hayu omdim megalos l'olam, if we were to stay in exile forever, she'ein zeh mekomam haroi lahem, which is not our proper place, ki mekomam haroi lahem lefi seder hametzias liyotam be'eretz Yisrael b'rishas atzmam. So our natural state is to be where? In Eretz Yisrael, under our own domain, and not under the control of others. So the natural state of a physical being is to have a place that's natural to them. That's their place.
Indigenous?
Is that the word?
Maybe. Native.
Mm-hmm.
Native land.
Yeah. Kamosha gazu chazal. In the chadavar she'in lo makom, right? It says in Avos, there's nothing that doesn't have its own place. So chadavar hu bershus atzmo, and also to have its control. V'im hayu nisharim begalutam le'olam, and if they were to stay in exile forever, haya hadavar hazeh shehu ha'amida chutz l'mkomam shehu bilti tivi nasa tivi. Meaning, if that would to become a permanent thing, then all of a sudden that would become something that's not natural become natural. Meaning, it's like. But he's basically saying is it just cannot, it's just not meant to be in that non-natural place. Which it's funny how you'd say it if you took something that out of its natural way and kept it in that place, that would become its natural, okay? But he's basically saying it's not possible. Meaning you have something, this idea that every person, every nation has a place in this world that's natural to them. She'ain omed b'tmidus rak ha'dvarim ha'tivim. Ki ha'teva she'natan Hashem Yisbaruch l'chol davar v'davar mekayim oto ad shehu mekuyam omed tamid. Right, so that this idea that the nature of what Hashem gave to each thing is mekayim oto, it keeps him until shehu mekavim ad shehu mekavim omed tamid. V'im ha'davar ha'bilti tivi kayim tamid gam kein. Af ki aino skeseder kateva hamesius, haya teva hahu dover mosar ubatel legamre lelotzarach, the dover zelo leitachem. What he's basically saying is that it's not possible for something to really go out of its own natural state of being. I mean, that's really, I think that's the way he's saying it. It's like this, like, you know, he's pounding that if it would stay this way, it would, by definition, it would no longer be its nature. But the idea, really, I think, is saying, let's understand that something, that each thing has, it's a natural, we have a natural place, and in that natural place we shall also have our freedom to, you know, that nothing is oppressing us, right? So it's not natural. Like the idea that Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim as slaves was not a natural state. That was, like he talked about that in Gevurah Hashem. So now to hear another thing. V'chemochein ha'pizor eino davar tivi. The idea of being scattered is not a natural thing. V'kemosha chozer kol davar v'davar el mekomo. Just like everything returns back to its place, kach chozrim hachalakim hamifuzarim v'hanifradim liyosam klal echad. So too, things that are that were fragmented, let's say, that are separated and were spread out, they're going to also return to the to one place. All the pieces have one thing to them. Inyan echad lahem. V'imkein, lama chiluk b'nehem lo yitachdu. So that they should not be kept separate, but rather they should become, they should return back to becoming unified. Me'achar shehim davar echad, because they're one. L'chach kol pizur omei lehitkanes b'yachad. So any type of dispersion is standing, waiting to come back together. And therefore, lefichach pizur Yisrael ben ha'umos hu davar yotze min ha'teva. The idea that the Jewish people are dispersed amongst the nations is something that's not natural. Shemiachar shem uma achas, because we are one nation, roi sheyu omdim yachad lios echad. So here, so there are two things that are going on. He's talking about place. He's talking about place. We have a place. That's Eretz Yisrael. But there's another thing that's going on, the idea of being spread out. Meaning, if the Jewish people were completely together in something like Uganda, you know, like that was like the... Yeah. So maybe there would be something that's... Because that, so what he's talking about is that it's not natural, not just that we shouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael, but we shouldn't be together. So that's not a natural, it's not a state of being, it's not natural for the Jewish people to be mefuzar.
Mm-hmm. Separation of all the shvatim.
Yeah, just like, right, that we should all be like this. There's like a, by nature, our nature is that we should be together. Which is interesting because you see, in a certain sense, in the exile, we'll become ghettoized, you know? So like there's some kind of, you know, the Pizur, that anti-Pizur effect, you know? Which I just thought about that now. Like, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking more of this idea, how incredible, like, he's describing, like, that the Jewish people are a nation, right? This is, like, right. Clear.
Well, they fight each other, even in the most distant.
Right, but you see that there's a, that... That's the national aspect of the right. Jewish people, so right? Right, so it's not just about makom. So we belong, we have our land, like every nation has their land. Germans have Germany, you know, like French have France, you know, like even though now the Muslims have France, whatever it is, but like whatever it is. No, but the idea of having a proper place. Okay. But now we're talking within the Pizur aspect is like we're talking about something a little different. We're talking about this idea of a, of something that we're supposed to be unified. Like you're saying the Shvatim should be to come together. So I was talking to someone about the idea of Shvatim, right? So the only two groups that we know who they are today, probably a Kohen and a Levi. So Shevet Levi, we still have identified. And are the rest of people, like, are they from Yehuda? Binyamin? Like, you know, what's the, we have other Shvatim mixed in? We have no clue, right? Which is kind of interesting that, you know, if they'll ever return that, you know, part of, but either way, that was interesting. But either, so fine. V'lefichach, Pizur Yisrael ben umos hu davar yotzei min ha'teva. Shemei'achar sheheim uma achas. We are one nation. Roi shu omdim yachad lios echad. We should be together. K'mo shetimsa kol advar mativim einam mechulakim l'shnayim. Things that are natural are not, I don't know why it's tivim, but I would use a different word. I would say anything that's kol hadavarim hativim einam mechulakim l'shnayim rakhem et kavsim yachad. I don't know, it's more like things that are one are naturally going to come together. V'chein kol ha'nechalim holchim el hayam, right? All the rivers come into, they all come and go into that one large unified ocean. L'yot mitkabtzim, v'ein davar echad mitchalik. V'ein davar echad, so something that's one is not separated. So the Jewish nation is a nation that's not separated, it's not broken up from any other anything any more than any other nation. So then therefore we by nature should be coming gather and come together. So it's not the idea of being separated or scattered, is not a natural thing for us. And don't say that this is because of sin and some because of sin. So Devar Zeh who built Tivi. The bottom line is it's not natural. Dahenu apizul Yisrael v'yeha built Tivi nasa Tivi im hayal zelolam. Right, so that it cannot be. It's basically like, it's a funny way. It's like his way of like accentuating the point that if something that's not natural, so it stay that it would become its not nature, that cannot be. Cannot be. So far we have place. And we have the idea of being scattered. We are really meant to be in one place and to be in unified as a group.
Yeah, this is a point of view in today's liberal Jewish world that says the scattered aspect, the diaspora aspect, is what makes us
special.
Yeah, like we're always the eternal outsider in every society. And
it's true, we are. But when we get to Israel, that's why like what's his name, Dan Gordas is like this piece that the Jewish American Jewish community from the beginning of 1900s there was a natural tension between this community and we're talking the greater Jewish community of America with Israel because from day one there was this Jews in America are Americans that are Jewish mm-hmm. as opposed to Israeli which is really the Jewish nation Yisrael which is by the way Rav Matis always points this out it's not a coincidence that we called it Israel because we're taking on the identity of Yisrael, which is an amazing thing. It's
the
higher
level.
Yeah, that we are, that's who we are. It's like we could have been called Yehuda,
right.
And it's called Yisrael. It's amazing. Okay, so now, va'od kilafi seder hamitziyat in roi shetia uma mishabedet ba'cheres lahachbid ol aleha. And also, it's not natural. The normal nature of the world. It should not be that one nation's going to subjugate another nation and to like put its yoke on it. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Barach Kol Uma V'Uma La'atzma. Hashem created each nation to have its own autonomy. Rak Ma Sheroi Sheyu Yisrael Elyon Al Goyei Haaretz Kasher Osim Ritzon HaMakom. That there's one nation that is a little bit more lofty. Rak Ma Sheroi Sheyu Yisrael Elyon Al Goyei Haaretz. When are we elevated amongst the nations, kasher osim ritzon hamakom. When we do God's will, davar zeh inyan acher. But this is something else. But in general, ki kach ro'ui lefi seder hamitzias b'shvil ma'alas l'madrekas. So not something else because of our lofty nature, which we talked about in Baruch Hashem. Aval shar ha'umos lefi seder hamitziyot ro'i shekol umah v'umah mitzad ha'nivres la'atzma. The fact that each nation is created for itself, shlo tei rishus acher maleh, that it should not have another nation. One nation should not be lording over another. V'imhaya nishar davar zeh tamid, hug hagalos v'yad ha'umos moshlem ha'Yisrael haya davar zeh she'ena lefi seder ha'metzias. But if you're going to have this idea, if this is going to continue, this idea of exile and that the nations of the world are going to lord over us, moshlem ha'Yisrael, haya davar zeh she'ena lefi seder ha'metzias. That's not how the norm should be. V'hu Shinu Seder Olam. This is changing the nature of the order of the world. Omei Tmidi Davar Zeh I Afshar V'Lachach Min Hagalos Nuchal Lamod Al Hagula. And so, therefore, it's from the exile that you can go to the Gula. Why? Because of these. I'll say the three things. Right, one that we shouldn't be subjugated under others. Which, by the way, if you think about it, the Rambam's formulation of Mashiach is that we're going to have autonomy. That's like, everything's going to be the same.
Yeah.
There's going to be no Shiva Malchus, right? That this idea that we are going to go to our natural state of being our own, in charge of ourselves. So our rabbis they hinted to this, or they saw this. Yeah, they hinted to this. V'yomar Hashem el Avram yadua teda. You'll know that I'm going to scatter them, but know that I'll bring them back.
He always goes back to this.
Yeah, because it's like he's saying this is like the underlying thing to see, like how it's right. It's so fundamental. Those who they'll be subjugated, and I'll be able to now parkon, throw off the hole. I'll put them into servitude and I'll bring them out. Adkan. It sounds like it's breaking into three things. V'day hayalo lomar, yador shani mishabdam, teda shani golam. Right, it could have been enough to say, I'm going to put them, subjugate them, and then enslave them, and then they'll have redemption. Shezohe kershem asker b'chol makam sheyig al Yisrael. But lama l'haskir ha-kinus v'apiruk. Why'd have to go into this whole kinus and piruk deal? Right, so raksha, ratzu l'farsh, ki b'shtei elu milos, yadoa teda, because we should know that the double lashon is nirmas ha-galas v'agula. Right, so yadoa teda. Why? Right, well, you, surely you'll know is how they translate it in English, right. But it's lost in translation. Yadoa teda is like, you know, you'll know. Right, the double lashon is really talking about this idea of galas and gula. Ha-galas b'lashon yadoa, v'ha-gula b'lashon teda. You'll know, and then teda, shehi lashon atid, ah. Yadoa, you'll know, and teda is what you'll know in the future. And so too also, it's from that, from the exile, is where you'll know the redemption in the future. Right, so knowing that I'll scatter them, so too, in the future, that I'll bring them back. Because again, this is not a natural thing to be scattered like this. You see again, that's the idea that it's an am echad, right? But that it's right that it should be kmo shehbayar ki hadvarim shehim echad, something that's one him yachad gamkein. They're unified, one and unified. The chen yedor shani mamashkinam natati otam brishus acher. I'm giving them over to the brishus of others. Ve'ein ra'oy lefi seder metzia she Yisrael omdim brishus acher. It's not. Which is wild. For hundreds of years, right? We were under the power and the dominion of others, and that's not natural. Which is funny because now you see like 75 years of Jewish autonomy or 74 years, and it's like we're still trying to figure it out. But it's clearly like this is where this is how it should be. Kimashi Yisrael heim be'eretz acheres yatzim rishus amom dim rishus acher. We went to the other lands and we were in the control of others. Kamo hamashkon shenichnas to rishus acher. Just like what do we call it? The mashkon is the guarantee. What do you call it?
Collateral.
Thank you. Right, that it goes into the other person's rishus. V'chein Yisrael einam ruuyim lefi seder hamitzias sheyu tachas memshelas acherim. It's not natural for us to be under the control of others. V'yu acherim mishabdim b'hem. Ki lo al davar zeheim nivram, because we weren't created this way. L'chach yadoa shani mishabdim, d'teida shani go'alam. L'hotzio tam min hashibut, ki hu yisparach hamisader hamitzias. Right, Hashem created this world with this type of order. And Efsha Shiyevo Meito Davar Yotze Menaseder. And so can't be that there's something from it that comes from Hashem would go outside of this order. Ki im lefisha b'mikra hachet. So only first temporary time for, you know, when there's a sin. She'ein ze nikri yetzia min haseder hamitzia davar shehu onesh l'sha'achas mifnei hachet. So it's not out of the normal scheme of things if you have an exception because the guy sinned, so for a short period of time, he's out of there, he's out of his natural state because of punishment. And so, but to be stay like this forever, this not. Because anything that leaves its natural order, it can't stay, it has no longevity. Now again, he's writing this in the 1500s, right? In the middle of Europe, in the darkness of during the... No, but you see, like it's like for us, it's like, yeah, of course, Jewish right, autonomy, yeah. Jews, but you know,
very it's countercultural,
right? Yeah. So you're right. With certitude, v'chein ma shamar yadoa shani meshabdam teita shani migolam ki shibud uma b'uma ein zelafi seder mitzias asheroi. It's not natural for one nation to be in control over another. Ki roishet ya kol uma b'nei chorin. Each nation should be free. Okay, so but from these three things, right? So these things of coming from place, scattered, and being oppressed. So we're going to leave that, but from that place is going to come our gula. The chol zetavin kilashon galav v'ga'al osio shnehem shavos. So then he's going to say now that the shorish of galus, gala, and ga'al, redemption, right? It's gimel lamed are the same, and then the hay and the aleph, right? So, but they're very similar. Raksha b'lashon ga'al nirmaz bo shehu yisparach ga'al otam mikol dalet ruchos olam. So in the word ga'al, so he's saying there's hinted that Hashem is goelus from the four corners that we'll call ruchos, but the four corners of the world. The umachid et pizur shalahem, and then he, what does he do in geula? He brings it together. V'chol achdus ba'olam hu be'emtza, and all achdus is in the middle. Shehakitzos hei mechulakim, and it's the middle. V'hamemtza echad v'lachacha aleph. So therefore, the letter aleph, which is in the middle of Gaal, shehu ha'achdus v'hakibutz min ha'pizur hu be'emtza teva. So that's Gaal. Gimel, Lamed, but in the middle is the Aleph, which is the idea of Achdus, of bringing together. From the scatter. Aval Gala hu behei. But when it comes to being exiled, that's with the hey. Shehu pizor. Va pizor hu bedalad ruchos bechol akitzos vegan beemtza. So it's the five. It's the four directions plus the middle. So that's Gala. So Gala is Pizur. The four directions and the middle. Shahadavar shu mefuzar hu mefuzar bechol shetach shu kolel arba ruchos v'gam emsa. It includes all four directions and the middle. Ba'af shehem say eno Pizur. So even though it's true, the middle point is not scattered. Davar zema sheyesh bahem emsay ba'al lahorot. So to show that there's a middle point, ki nishar b'Yisrael koach achdus v'kibbutz. So even as we're sent to the four corners of the world, that middle, the five, number five, is showing that we still have this power of unity and kibbutz, of being in gather. Kamoshi yitbar lepelomar lecha, ki ha-galus ba'atzma hu siba le'ula. So in the galus, right, is the point, is the siba for the gula. Lekabetz ha-pizor v'lot Yisrael echad. Lechach, and therefore, the letters of Gala, Heim Osios Gaal, Rakshanasa Pizur Lachtas. So what you're seeing is that Gala becomes Gaal by taking the five into the one, or the four into the five. But the fifth is always there, present as like the potential for unity, and that then it goes into it all, shrinks into one in Gaal with the one. Rakshanasa Pizul Achtus, Shum Nirmaz, Ba'alav Shel Gaal, Bemashi Yesh Hei, Bemila Gala, Asher Hei, Mora Al Shayisrah, Hei, Pizurim, Bechol, Dalit Kitzos, Ubemsa. We're spread out in all four corners and in the middle. Bishvil Zen, Nishabraham, Achtus, Afigalism. And it's that middle point that keeps us connected even while we're in exile. Shahrei Ha'echat, Shubemsa, Betocha Arba, Hu Ma'ached, Umikasher Pizur Ha'arba, Elav. It's that middle point that connects, that brings the four others together back. Kila olam ha'emtsayim ma'achedu mekasher akol. V'davar zeh ha'moreh ki adayim yesh koach achduch v'Yisrael begalosan. So this is like this idea that even in our, even while we're in exile, that middle point is that we have that potential for unity. Lo nechlechu legarmu, we're not completely separated. V'shul koach achdu zeh, shenitzar aslam yitachdu od. So that the idea that there's still something there in the middle, that's going to be unifying. She'im kfar chaser shom lo nishar b'hem koach achdus, kfar nitchalku, lo yelhem koach liyot chozim l'hitachin, aval ata yitachdu mikoach achdus, shu nishar yitzi Yisrael. So the Jewish people will always have the middle point of the hay, because that's like always their potential for us to be reunified. But Medrash, Ma'ra avinu Yaakov lekbor et Rachel b'derech Ephra. So why did Yaakov bury Rachel in the way? Ella safa shehagalios atidos la'avorsham. He saw, and he was hoping that what? Well, not safa, not hoping. He saw that the future exiles will pass through. V'kavra sham k'deisha tehei mevakeshet Rachel malbanan. And so he buried her there so that she would be praying for mercy for her children. Hadahudach Siv, Kol Baraman, Ishmani, he, v'chulei. Ko amar Hashem min I kolech mi bechiv yesh tikva lachrisech v'shav v'vadim l'gvulam akan. V'perish inyan zeh, k'mo shabiru ol b'midrash, rachal mivaka al baneha. Yisrael nikram al shem rachal. So we see that we see the association of the Jewish people with Rachel. Below al shem Rachel, ella al shem bina, ha ben yakir li Ephraim, not on her but on her son Ephraim, or her grandson, right? V'zeh meder sheyesh lo tam muflag ki ha'isha tikra bayit. We know that we see this idea that a woman is called the home. I refer to my wife as my home. She was the akeres of the house of Yaakov, of the home of Yaakov. So the idea of what's a home? A home is where everybody comes together. So the fact that Rachel is called the home is that she is the one who's the unifier. Right? The house brings it all together, it unifies. She's the one who's the Akaris Abayis is the one who's the unifier of the house. Right? Because what she was always fighting for is she wanted to be, and we see in the story of Rus, that when Naomi comes back with Rus, and then they bless her, they actually refer and they say that she should be like, that the blessing was Rachel and then Leah. So in the place of Leah, in Beis Lechem, which is Yehuda, son of Leah, they actually put Rachel before. You'll look it up, you'll see that they, because the idea is that Rachel was always, she's this idea of the Akeres HaBayis, and that she's the Iker. She was the essential wife. Gam came b'na Iker, and so to her child is the Iker. V'davar zeh yadua ma'od. And this is known. Okay. Okay, fine. And therefore now, l'fichach amar shenikbar Rachel, and therefore Rachel is buried b'derech, on the path. Shem haita nikbaras Rachel b'maro. She was in the cave. Lo haya etzal Yisrael. Because the idea of being in the path is where they are going. The Jewish people are going on a path. They're on the derech into exile, so he'll be with them. And she's going to be the power. So it's not just that she's going to daven for us, but she has this power of bringing us together while we're in Galus. There's this, remains within us this power to be unified. It's not actualized, but it's in potential. She's the potential for reunifying the Jewish people. And therefore, where she buried? On the way. Not in a stationary place like the Ma'ara, but rather not in the cave, but rather on the way. You're just asking me about going to Kibbutz Rachel, right? V'chach mivakeshes rachem al sheyi Yisrael mekubatzim ba'artzam legamrei. So what is she asking for? That we should come back. We should be gathered to our land. V'imlo nikbar rachel sheyi akeres habayis ha'mekabitz Yisrael b'derech. So the one who's the unifier is put out there on the path. Because if she's not there, v'imlo nikbar rachel sheyi akeres habayis mekabitz Yisrael b'derech k'mo kfar, then what? Then we would be separated. We lose that power of potential unity. Stop crying, right? Because it's in her marriage. Because she is the potential. She has that underlying force to be able to unify, to bring us back. Yashuv Yisrael migalusam, we'll come back. V'ezer v'shavu banam l'gvulam. Ki yesh koach me'ached et Yisrael v'toch galutam. Because there is this potential power to bring us together, even while we're in exile. V'shvil oso koach ha'me'ached yashuv Yisrael migalusam. V'zer ma'asher rotzim l'var. Right, so it's like amazing, right? It's like,
yeah, in the 1500s.
Right, he's saying, but that this is idea that's, and so, you know, this idea of, and you think it's like amazing, like we're, we're watching it happen in front of our eyes, that we have a power, this incredible power to be coming back from the Pizor to a place that we belong, like our natural thing, and to also get this autonomy that is slowly like playing out, that even today, like, we might still have countries telling us, you know, this and that and crazy stuff, but that there's this, you know, but that in the natural scheme of things, we should be completely autonomous, right? So it's like, but it's amazing to see like how we're coming together, and it's not a natural thing for us to be Mefuzar, but that it's, and that, where's that power coming from? From Rachel. Mm-hmm. Rachel has that power. She's the one who has that, she's sitting there, so gotta cover Rachel there. But clearly, we're Jewish. There's a nation of Yisrael. We're not just
Presbyterians and the Episcopalians and the Mormons and the Jews.
Exactly. We are.